One thing we have to be a little bit careful of is that you'll notice that Henry, and they overplayed it in the press, so it drew back from the significance of the Brezhnev.
Henry drew back?
A little bit. And the reason he did was because the Chinese are very tight about this. So we've got the problem of threading a very fine line.
I'm saying something nice about the Chinese in here.
Good.
I've got that.
But there are two reasons for not hyping too much. You did it, and I've done it a little bit, the historic significance of this meeting.
Yeah.
One is that it does drive the Chinese up the wall.
Right.
We start a cycle. The second is that we don't want it to look like that you aren't really working and getting these achievements next week. It's like,
all right. Well, that's so good. It's not very far. Thank you, dude. Good. Well, that's
every time.
Well, I'll do something too.
doesn't do us any good there because he doesn't know what the strategy is.
He doesn't know anything. He didn't do any harm to the car. Well, let me say, though, the way the engine ends up sending someplace else.
Yeah, but he can go to Eastern Europe. He can go all over Eastern Europe.
Right, he can do that. Send him to Poland.
Oh, great.
Send him to
Hungary. He can go any place.
Arrange an East Coast. The best place for him to go is Eastern European. Tell the Chinese ambassador that I want him to know that I don't mind congressional people going.
That's
there may be a reason why Manson would go, because it's something I'm going to be able to better hear. But before your trip, I don't want anybody to think of, in other words, congressional people, I don't care. The vice president should not go. I must go to Peking before he goes.
I think out of my trip should come some arrangement. For an exchange of visits between you and Joe.
Right.
When that is completed,
right. The vice president can't go because the vice president and the president have both been to China and they haven't been here, and that won't do. Just say it would be a mistake.
And then you'd go back and it just wouldn't run.
Good boy. Got his column over in business group, so. Unbelievable.
Look at the Chinese.
Unbelievable.
Well trained.
Did he mention to you?
Yeah, well.
We were talking about
China. No, I got it from the Chinese.
Well, I was talking about China. I was thinking sometimes 4 years you go to China. You know what I mean? You can.
Oh, sure.
God has sent that, but God Almighty, he's calling an ambassador. We're going to go to China right away.
Yeah.
Good heavens. No, he's not going to go.
Well, the Chinese will handle it for us.
Yeah, you could tell that it's my view that the president vice president, you can somehow say that until I go again, that he should not go. You'll talk to him in August about it. Don't worry, I'll have questions.
Oh, I have no questions about that. But I can see.
Huh?
I told him about the military treaty. I think that it's better than it ever worked out.
I'll say some nice things about him today, too.
And that would be good.
But anyway, you got that.
Left.
Good, and I'll take him around.
And that would be
very good.
You can get a picture.
Good. Well, I'll haul it around a little bit.
And then
morning. Who's got the time? I can't hear you do it. You can't do it. Good God. Every time he pops out from under some rock. It's unbelievable.
It's better than telling him at least for
well. Well, he might as well bury them. Well, send it.
We may have something to say. On the Middle East.
No,
thanks, please. No, not for him.
I told Sisto.
Oh, you were afraid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in the bathrooms. Sisto's apparently sort of given up on the Middle East. He's there for 2 weeks. He'd like very much to put a Russian to be going to keep it open. I said, it's all over then, Joe. So we got him on a tight string. He'll do anything you want. But let's not feel Russian.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
To tell him. This place is Sisto play ball.
He's thankful.
He will. Let's get out there and fight it.
But
don't worry about the time starts in the story.
I'm going to live there. From
right.
My point of view makes no difference. It's just at least an indication of where the hell we stand with these bastards. I'll be able to let you know tomorrow whether we can have some very specific things on the Middle East next week. Because I think I'm getting the courageous to move with it.
Okay. Thanks. Good luck. Of course, when he hits us, we just got to. say, but just with a sharpened eye on this, and no more. Not good luck any more than that, because otherwise you're going to get in position.
Actually, this is dirty now. We couldn't have asked for a better time.
Well, you understand that the beach is going to be rough, though.
Sure.
And so we're living, and our boys will stop panicking, because I don't think they will. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think they're beginning to get a little sense of balance back, don't you think so?
Very much so.
How do you feel at all?
I think we are out of the woods, and I think what's going to come this week, and we know how the depression is going to be rough.
But where are going to those depressions to?
You've got Gretchen here, you've got these other things behind you, the energy thing is going to be good on Tuesday. As a matter of fact, the whole tone of the stuff on television and everything is different, right?
Except for the weather, always.
Solid. Yeah, but a few people have the words to say.
There's a paragraph in here. Water. I did not read it. Well, can't you get it back?
That's what we're doing, Mr. President.
Just get the whole thing back. Just talk it that there's some errors in it. Okay? Well, who do you get it to?
Well, there's a couple of press items.
Well, then, let it
better not.
If we got it, damn it.
No. We live in.
No, they didn't make a story out of it. You don't want
to. We live in a time when many people are cynical about politics.
Yeah.
It's not
good. Well, that won't even be picked up.
This profession isn't any of those watching me or give credit to the office space if you lose your versus the most vote. I wouldn't put it in. That's pricing. Andrews, I can just tell. And Gergis. You see, I told them then, and I want you to tell again, I never want to catch anything that can even have an implication to be referred to Watergate.
This is. I'm glad it's that paragraph. That paragraph is not. I mean, I prefer it not to be there, but if we attempt to pull it back now, we focus attention on it. This way, I think it'll be overlooked.
I that's right. I know. I'm because of that.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I have strict orders on this.
Yes.
They've had it before, but they keep slipping it off.
Yes.
I haven't got the time to read every goddamn statement. That closely.
Quite frankly, when I read this over, when I got it this morning, that didn't even, I just went right over that. Which I think indicates what most of the press would do with it.
Yeah. Okay. So they mentioned. Forget it. Go ahead.
Nothing.
Okay. With regard to the economy, as we expect the economists are all arguing about it, some of them work, some of the Congress is for it, some of the Congress is against it. I saw the story on Conley of his experience, but I think that is a story that has come out of something a little earlier.
A little earlier, it's coming from Texas. I checked last night, Bob Tilth called me. He was writing the story. I said, Bob, where is this coming from? He said, it's coming from Conley people in Texas. So Ann called him last night, Ann Armstrong.
Yeah.
I had, as you know, a hell of a discussion with him yesterday, and it's inconceivable to me that he's putting this out. I think his little do-gooders under him.
Sure, well, they were stirred, and he was stirred earlier, and he was stirred. But now, my God, we're having to this net, we're having him on Thursday, we're having him in San Clemente. Those three invitations have gone out, and he's not having any problems seeing the president. He sees him more than any other person.
He spent half of last week eyeball to eyeball with the eye, you know, it's just unbelievable. On the other hand, the real problem was by some pure.
Larry.
That's right.
Larry Nassar.
And I think Larry is contributing because the first story came from Evans. And Evans is
a Larry.
There's no doubt in my mind that Larry's pushing for his own reasons. Conley's people are disappointed that Conley didn't get a major permanent role.
Goddamn, he didn't have a major permanent role. He didn't. He can't have Satan. That's the only thing they want. But that'll come.
He's
probably better not to take one, right? Or his standpoint, yeah, from Howard, definitely.
Definitely.
Can't have the idea that Conley stepped in and saved this sinking ship.
Definitely. And that's the way.
You still think we were right on putting our economy out, even though it's bad economics.
Oh, I talked to Arthur Burns last night. Great one. He's not going to do anything. My God.
You should point out that they're going to go on his tax proposal.
Yes, and he said, tell the president, I will never, never. testify, and he's going to try to finesse the issue because he disagrees with an aspect of the But he said he'll never say anything. The way we want to talk to this, and I talked to George today, is this, the solid line is that this is, we're using this to catch our breath.
That's right. Get in there, you saw what we are building.
That's right.
Never get the hell out of this business, and believe me, we are. Because I have my chief in this control system. George's morality is better than
yes, it is better. I put him on
the... He knows, so the best I told him, he would be the only one I'd discuss this thing that he's discussing this
resignation. No, I put him on this official receiving party for Monday, the president, he was supposed to...
He's coming to the dinner, George.
Yes, he's coming to the dinner now. He feels, but he was a little upset about that. Actually, it was a...
God, you see, he's so sensitive. But he's coming to the dinner. There's only three gynecologists coming.
Well, the boss loves you, Matt.
And he's also going to the Sequoia, if the total chef is...
Yeah, he'll be any type of total chef, there he goes.
So now he's much better this morning, I can see that. I found out what happened was he had lunch yesterday with Arthur Burns.
Yeah.
Two of them just commiserated with each other.
Hey, it's
all
right. George is a decent man. He just overloaded. I guess we probably should have told him what direction George was going too much on the lens for this and this.
You know, I told him. He told me he had too much to do. Carlos is really, it's Mel and a feeling.
Yeah, well, you know, Mel's statement was unfortunate, Mr. Dickens. And we've got to control Mel. And also, he ran on Ash. I didn't realize he was as strong as Ash.
But Roy's all right. Roy's in good shape.
But I mean, why is Chelsea so furious at Ash?
Ash is a fast operator. He kept doing things running. Not coordinating with the George. Now I stop. You know,
doing we didn't do the right thing, huh?
Yes, I know we did. We got all kinds of bait breaking on the subject, and that's very helpful. And rather than want to describe the whole new tone in the White House staff.
Rose, I just wanted to tell you this. The old story, but I think you better have Arthur turn to that. You should call him yourself before you leave. Say the president called you and he looked at the list. But they don't have, we're only in government having counterparts because the Russians have so many coming. But they don't have anything counterpart of his. But the president said put Burns on anyway because they will be discussing economics and that president probably won't be able to take a trip sometime over there. Give him a little jazz.
Hi.
Hey, Chuck, go.
Well, then.
This will help him. He loves. Still think we're right to do, even though it may have been bad economics. It may not be the worst economics, the way this thing was going. I don't know. Maybe they needed it. What do you think? As non-economists, we have the luxury of having opinions.
I believe it's all confidence. I think you've stilled the wave of what has become known as panic criticism. You stopped that. You've got people debating about the issue. Now, George and company understand that they've really got to get down to work and come up with...
Stop the Congress. That's another thing.
Stop the Congress.
While it's time for the Congress.
You've got labor working for you on this issue rather than against you. I think you've foreclosed a major confrontation on wages that come out of several negotiations. Responsibility for labor on wages. You've provided a basis now for rezoning the wage. No, I think you did the right thing.
Well, at least the point is, we at least got the attention. What you say, up to no back said there was no mood around.
No, Dan Rather did this morning.
Did he?
And you know, he is a real chef.
He's a chef.
He just came out and he said, new people, new faces, new activity, a new spirit of openness and cooperation among the staff. He was really quite a... from that bastard. Now they're going to do it on 60 Minutes. You know, they were doing a television show Sunday on the issue of stagnation and everything grinding to a halt in the White House and in government.
It's a sort of column about the economic story.
Oh, but yeah. It's a totally script of it.
Yeah. Can't say that.
So he changed it. Him or Andy went around. They wanted to get to George and myself and Henry for a little squibs on activity. Just what we're doing, I guess. I think so, too. God,
it's devastating, basically, fortune, not the president, but it simply admitted what most of us suspected, that Mitchell was new. It sank Mitchell. And it was very hard on Bob. It didn't necessarily sink him, because he said he could have known. It put in a major confrontation with Strachan. And Strachan, they say, now I'm seeking immunity. Strachan gives immunity, he'll sink Bob. Do you understand that?
No, I'm sure. See, even, there's just a different attitude. And Stan's stuff has paid dividends. Reasoner took off on early.
Reasoner's hard.
Finally, how you could bring yourself to do it. There's a report that we finished by means of 1st of July. I'm here in Monday, which is good. We'll get off. And they may not have a Tuesday and Wednesday, so they're feeling the pressure of the version of the visit down here.
So, Dean had a source.
It's all right. The later in the week, the better.
It's our announcement.
Retailing the wage. No, I think you did the right thing.
Well, at least
60 Minutes, you know, they were doing a television show Sunday on the issue of stagnation and everything grinding to a halt in the White House and in government.
So you sort of called it better with the economic story.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a story.
Yeah, I can't say that.
So he changed it. They came around, they looked around, they wanted to get to George and myself and Henry for a little squibs on activity. Just what we're calling it, I guess. I think so too. God, we.
Well, the devastating, basically, fortunate on the president, but it simply admitted what most of us suspected, that Mitchell was new. Oh, yeah.
Well, you read very well.
Why?
This is save my time. Save your time, I need to do this.
Don't come in here and battle about that type of capital. Must be things going on in about right now, you know. I will.
Yeah, I was on this aircraft.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and spend 45 minutes with those clowns.
You'll keep them gussied up.
Yeah, we're in a very tight shop.
Nobody's going to bring that to you this way. They just don't.
That's if they're bad, it means you've got to.
You know, everybody that you've done that to, like Bird, he's been, since you had him on the plane, he has been 100%. He's one of the biggest speech for me.
Very big things they're working on. They forget to send the news of here in the north. Work for me. We're at
a on the floor. Did he? Yeah.
Great.
Hell with that. And it just takes a little.
I say, look, you got a water heater. I'm taking my water heater.
Yes, sir. I would say.
I have a fresh color, but not reading better.
Well, you read very well.
Why? This is save my time.
Save your time. I need to do this. Guys on this aircraft.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and spend 45 minutes with those clowns.
You'll keep them gussied up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, everybody that you've done that to, like Bird,